Representative Benny Thompson field director no longer employed after cheering Trump shooting. By Olivia Rondo on July 14, 2024. A staffer for Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, is no longer employed with him after she appeared to express disappointment that former President Donald Trump survived the assassination attempt at his Saturday rally in Pennsylvania. Jacqueline Marsaw, who listed her job as a field director for Thompson on her Facebook profile, reportedly wrote, "I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, sick, that wasn't me talking. That's what your hate speech got you," she continued, in posts screenshotted by Russ Latino of the Magnolia Tribune. "Couldn't happen to a nicer fellow, but was it staged?" Marsaw wrote in a follow-up post, shared by Matthew Hurt of the Leadership Institute. "This is my last post. Trump supporters tried to come for me and I had to block them, but yet y'all can't see the wrong that he does." Marsaw's posts have since been deleted or set to private after going viral. After facing backlash for the words of his field director, Thompson provided a statement to Fox News' Aisha Hesni. "I was made aware of a post made by a staff member and she is no longer in my employment," the congressman said. Following 20-year-old gunman Thomas Matthew Crook's attempt on Trump's life, Thompson posted, "There is no room in American democracy for political violence. I am grateful for law enforcement's fast response to this incident. I am glad the former president is safe, and my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved." However, ex-users were quick to point out that the Mississippi Democrat, who was the leader of then-Speaker Pelosi's DCA, now-defunct January 6 Select Committee, introduced legislation in April to take away Trump's Secret Service protection upon a conviction. Donald Trump Jr. reacted to the news of his father being shot in the ear at the rally in Butler, writing, "Remember, if it Benny Thompson and the Democrats got their way, my dad would be dead right now. Don't let the memory hold it," the younger Trump added.